producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we got lots of news, okay? We got heart news and stroke news. We got little baby news. Little babies need their vitamin D. We got ER news. Apparently, young people using Adderall starting to increase a lot of visits to the ER. Why are they misusing their Adderall? I get that's probably one of the most coveted drugs out there. When people come in, the Xanax, the pain pills for a while, no, because they were getting them, you know. But boy, when it comes to Adderall, having a tougher time finding it. People get it. We'll talk about what's been going on with the ER. We'll also be talking about the paleo diet. Many of you guys are now on the paleo diet, and we'll review what that is. They say it's dangerous. And it could actually increase weight gain. Now, the paleo diet I actually liked because it really kind of mimicked how we would eat in the olden days, you know, in our caveman days. So we'll discuss that. There was a helicopter crash. I believe everybody is still alive, one seriously injured. We'll keep you guys posted on that. It occurred in Pearl Harbor. We have some information from one of the eyewitnesses. And, you know, why are helicopters... still, I think, some of the most dangerous, what would I call it? Aviatory, there's a big word for this. Aircraft. Okay. That's the word I was looking for. Hey, look, I tried. Okay. I tried to sound really smart because I had a brain fart when it came to aircraft. Okay. And why are helicopters more vulnerable than other airplanes? Okay. Airplanes, pretty safe. Helicopters, not so safe. Walmart's in the news again. We are being told that Walmart is facing an uphill battle just to survive. As we know, they're closing multiple stores. They're also getting rid of the Walmart Express. Yet, they also hit headlines today where 1 million Walmart workers are getting a raise tomorrow. So, what's going on with Walmart? I always like to find out what's going on with Walmart. A lot of us are finishing our breakfast, maybe our early lunch. Eating eggs. We're always being told don't eat eggs. Eggs are bad for you. Well, now we have a study saying egg yolks are probably not linked to heart disease after all. And that eggs could possibly be very, very good for you. So we got to talk about that. And then porn stars, right, in California. They will not have to wear condoms during their video shoots. Apparently, adult actors told state lawmakers that if the L.A. safe sex law was adopted, it would damage their industry. Again, I never really sat and watched one to the degree that I could tell if somebody was wearing a condom or not. But I guess that's it's a very, very passionate topic over there. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so you know what? Good for the, I am so proud of the rescuers of the family in the helicopter crash. Tourist Sean Weinrich was taking photos of Pearl Harbor when he said he saw a helicopter essentially coming straight at us. So he switched from picture mode to video. I said, all of a sudden it just fell out of the sky and crash landed in the water. Many of us have already seen the video footage. So he stopped filming and then he jumped in to help. All five people on board made it out. One passenger, a 16-year-old boy who was trapped underwater, had to be cut free from his seat, according to witnesses. He is currently in critical condition. We were told by bystanders, jumped in to help rescue these patients from the water. Way to go, guys. One of them was Chris Gardner, a tour guide with Kiwi Adventures, who was with a group of tourists at the Pearl Harbor Visitor Center when he heard the crash. He took off his shirt and dove in. He's a Navy sailor, by the way, a federal police officer. He joined a Navy sailor, federal police officer. I know. No, I'm not getting all excited. Come on. Okay, come on. He was able to free the passenger with a knife. He was strapped into a seat in the back of the aircraft. And, this was, one of the, people he had to rescue. That, you know, that's what just blows my mind. You know, you're in a helicopter, you survive the crash, thank God it landed in the water and not on the ground. And you wonder which is safer, to land on the land or land on the water. But if you can't get out of the, you know, if you can't get out of your seatbelt or you can't push the door open, you know, you're gonna drown. I don't like to go into helicopters. I like to avoid helicopters at all costs. And it stinks because I really want to go on some life flight type things, you know? Where you go and you rescue people, but every now and then you hear, you know, a life flight helicopter ride ended where there was a crash. There were a couple news crews in Phoenix the other year where they just crashed right into each other. And I know there are thousands upon thousands of helicopter flights a day. I get that. But I just get nervous. What I'm really, really proud of are the bystanders jumping in. It almost makes you think, always have a knife on you. Always have. I mean, you can't really visit Pearl Harbor, I don't think, with any weapons on you, especially a knife. But I got to tell you, I mean, something like that is handy. Yeah, I love it when my husband has pocket knives and his Swiss Army knife. And, you know, my kids carry little things like that, too, because you just never know. Can't get a person out of a restraint, out of a seatbelt. That's some scary stuff, and they're drowning. So these guys are absolute heroes. So, you know, there's been multiple articles discussing the comparison, you know, in terms of aircraft. And, you know, they say there's, you know, when you look at helicopters versus airplanes, airplanes obviously safer. They say every system on an airplane has at least one backup. But many critical helicopter components, they don't have redundancy. So they don't have the backup in case something goes down. They also say that the vibration on helicopters dramatically increases stress on parts. So, you know, it's just not as airworthy, they say. I love the idea of tours. And like I said, there's thousands of them that are safe that happen. It's just, I'd like to know what happened in this case. But thank God, so far they all lived. 1-877-TALK-SALLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Berkey is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy
healthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of you had called our answer line. It came out kind of fuzzy, so it's nothing I could, it doesn't have a quality that I could play on air, because I love, if you guys ever can't reach me live, because I'm live every morning, 9 to noon, 9 to 11, a.m. Pacific time, okay, and I had to double check that there. When you guys can't reach me, you leave a message on the answer line, and one of you was saying how you're worried that your medical records were going to be hacked. You didn't want your medical records on a computerized system, and so you went to your doctor and you asked to get your medical records, and they only gave you a copy. And you said no, you demanded the full chart. You did not want your chart at that doctor's office anymore, and they refused to give it to you. So you want to know what your options were. And so it was a good question. And if you're listening now, I'd love to have you call in because I'd like to know why you want your medical records, why you're leaving your doctor. You know, you sound really ticked off at that doctor, or concerned. I mean, I kind of really want to ask, why are you concerned what's in your records that you don't want going in their electronic medical record system? But that's okay. I understand most people don't want to bring that up. And so what is your recourse? Okay, here's the thing. What I know from my end as a doctor with my medical board is, I have to, by law, hold your records for at least 5 years. So if you decide to go and grab them, I'm liable because I was supposed to keep a copy of the medical records for 5 years. So I don't think we personally have ever had a case where you have the medical board saying you need to keep the records and the patient going to want to take the records. Anytime a patient wanted their records for their other doctor, we gave them a copy. So then we were abiding by the law and they had a copy to take to their doctor. We've never had a patient not want any of their data still there, obviously, because they, you know, they come back and I'm their doctor and they, you know, they're so that hasn't been an issue. But you kind of bring up a good point. So I guess it really depends on each state's medical board. So I would probably suggest, the first thing I would suggest is to go there. Of course, they're going to want to know why. And if your excuse is, I don't trust this doctor's electronic medical record. I saw that hospital in California got hacked. And they were ransomed. They were basically blackmailed and had to pay ransom, $17,000 in bitcoins. Don't get that, but anyway. But ransom had to be paid. And so, you know, if you say that, you know, the medical board, because look, I can assure you, most electronic medical record systems are safe. You don't have to do that. But I don't know. I don't know if anybody's ever been able to just take the records. Now, we had one case a long time ago where a doctor stole the chart and wouldn't bring it back. And so, of course, because of the law, we contacted the police and said somebody took something out of our office, and he brought it back. But I don't want to mention names. I'm sure you guys would figure it out for those of you who live in Nevada. But that's how we had to handle it. Because, again, you know, I don't want to do anything that my medical board would be upset with or the law would be with. So the reason why I'm telling you that is they take this very seriously. Doctors not having medical records, you know, having a copy or a history of your medical records. One of you asked me what happens when a doctor's office closes down. Well, they're supposed to have somebody that could, they're supposed to have somebody that could transfer the records. They're supposed to have another office either handle the records, or the records are supposed to go into storage. And then there's supposed to be a methodical way for you to get them. It's tough when you have a doctor who passes away, when you have somebody who goes to jail. You know, we have a doctor in town that had to go to jail, and patients came in going, look, I just had all this work done. Can you get the records? Cause I can't, you know, and they called the medical board. They were trying, you know, there was supposed to be a process, you know, it sounds easier than done, because if you're not working anymore and you're in jail, or if you retired or if you passed away, who is paying the staff? You got to pay staff a lot of money these days when they work in a medical office. So who's going to be the one to either fax the records or electronically send the records, or, you know, not everybody is still electronic. You have a lot of people still with paper charts, or some of the records are electronic, not everything's scanned yet, etc. So it's a very, you know, long methodical process. I don't know what to tell you. As a patient, and this isn't the first person that brought this up to me, if you don't want your medical records going into a computer-based system, you really don't have a choice. Okay? You know, we touched upon this yesterday. Another one of you had asked me about patient privacy and when are there going to be better patient privacy laws. I don't really know what you mean by that, because as you know, our current administration really wants all our records, you know, electronic. And mind you, I'm sure Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or whoever wins is going to keep that. I mean, how do you stop electronic progress? I don't think this is going to be a left-wing, right-wing type of issue. I think, you know, it's going to be, it's just the way our system is now. You know, have things accessible, have things, you know, people don't lose it, I guess, you know, more difficult to lose a charge, more difficult to have something damaged. You have something on a computer system that's backed up. But, you know, it's scary as a patient. I mean, for me, my medical issues, you guys know about them all. Okay. I mean, I've talked about, you know, my, you know, gynecological history, ad nauseum? Yeah, I nauseated many of you guys with it. And so, you know, for me, my medical history is out there. But what if I get stuck by a needle? Okay, you know, and I've gotten stuck many times. You know, I've checked myself for hepatitis and HIV, etc. And let's say I get stuck again, and God forbid, you know, I come down with a communicable disease. All right, well, you're still allowed to practice medicine, etc. But what if somebody gets wind of that? And then somebody goes, oh, no, I don't want to go to that doctor because that doctor could give me X, Y, and Z. I mean, it's, you know, your life, your career could be ruined. It is very intimidating. But keep in mind, paper charts and the old-fashioned way, still vulnerable as well. You know, I think it's more vulnerable. You're more vulnerable not having the, you know, not having somebody access your medical history when you're in an ER across the country and them not realizing that you have, I don't know, like, for example, if you have prolonged QT syndrome, which is an abnormality of your, it's like an arrhythmia. It's an abnormality of the way your heart conducts electricity. Let's just put it that way. Many of you guys cannot take Z-Pak, an antibiotic. So you're going to an urgent care, you know, you're out of town, you're on vacation, you're going to an urgent care. And then you, you know, what's the number one drug a lot of urgent cares like to write? Z-Pak. So here you are, you're getting your Z-Pak, and you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to be on that. And so when you, you know, so it would be nice for there to be some sort of a process where your information can be accessed and somebody could find that out. So, look, I hear you. I don't know what the answer is. We discussed this yesterday where a big concern we have is people lying. Your doctor visit is going to be a very superficial soundbite, politically aware, correct, well-polished visit. One of you had been very concerned that the doctor wrote in your chart something that wasn't true about you. He had written depression. And you said, but I'm not depressed, and you were worried about not being able to get a gun when you wanted to apply for your CCW. Now, you see, these are things that happen. All right, you see a doctor for something, and it's the doctor's opinion. Now, we all know, as doctors, that this is an opinion, okay? Remember I told you I had a patient who was diagnosed with asthma, and she comes in needing her asthma medications. And it turned out, you know, by the time I got done with her, I didn't think she had asthma, and I found a tumor in her heart. She never had asthma. It was a tumor in the heart the whole time. But all her medical records from her previous doctor said asthma, asthma, asthma. So for me, I take everything with a grain of salt. So if I see something in your medical charts, I look at it as opinion. Yes, there could be data in the chart saying, look, you obviously had appendicitis or you obviously had breast cancer, etc. When it comes to something like depression and anxiety, I'm aware that it's, you know, that it could be subjective. Maybe they thought your mood swings was depression when it wasn't. But the layman, the non-doctor, may not understand that. And they may see, look at all of this, depression, anxiety. So we've talked about this before. I don't know what the answer is. But patient privacy, its definition is much different than what you or I know it to be. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I really don't want you to forget. You know, there's a lot of things that you need to remember. You need to remember to eat. You need to remember to take your medication. You know, and while you're making yourself all those little reminders, just please don't forget to listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the paleo diet is now being criticized. You know, is it just me or any anytime we get excited about anything, somebody, has to kind of, rain on our parade. It's ridiculous. Okay, so the paleo diet is supposed to be a, many people choose that, not only for weight loss, but because it helps to, you get your carbs, you get your vegetables, you get your meat. It's supposed to be a low-carb type of diet, but higher fat. And think back to paleo, think back to the older, I guess, ages, when dinosaurs were around. Okay, them, yeah. All right, we used to eat paleo. Now they're saying, though, if you eat a paleo diet, it's going to lead to higher weight gain. And it's dangerous. I call it the caveman diet. You could call it whatever. So, essentially, low-carb, high-fat. You could eat, I'm having computer issues. I apologize. It's not letting me pull this up. All right. I don't want to say it's a high plant diet. Usually it's like seafood and veggies and eggs and nuts and seeds and, grass fed meat. Have you guys ever had like a grass fed cow burger? Something like that? I don't know. I didn't like it where I went. I probably shouldn't have noticed much of a difference, but I did because I think they told me. But it really was one of the worst tasting hamburgers I ever had. I apologize. I just didn't like it. Okay, you're not supposed to consume potatoes and grains and legumes and peanuts and sugar and salt and processed food and refined vegetable oils, okay? So, it sounds good. I like it. I mean, think about it. Look at this, okay? Fresh fruit, seafood, fish, veggies, nuts, olive oil. Why is this bad? Well, now they're saying, and I apologize, I'm having major issues here. Now they're saying that after 8 weeks, their glucose intolerance worsened, their insulin levels rose, and they gained more weight. The paleo diet group in this study gained 15% of their body weight, and their fat mass doubled from 2% to almost 4%. All right? So, they say that's dangerous. Okay, here's my thing with it. All right, something's not right. If you're eating a balanced diet, and maybe that's the key, the balance diet, okay? If you are eating a balanced diet of your vegetables and your fish, that shouldn't be dangerous. What I'm wondering is people may be doing with the paleo diet like they did with the Atkins, where you're sitting there munching on meat. Like one of my patients came in the other day, his blood sugar went down. His triglycerides were awesome, but his cholesterol jumped 60 points. And I'm like, wait a second, so you're on this diet? He goes, yeah, all I'm eating is meat and cheese. Well, I think some fat is healthy for you, but if what you're doing is compensating for carbs by overeating steak or overeating cheese, I don't see how that could be good. So, they also say the levels of weight gain increase blood pressure, increase your risk of anxiety and depression, and may cause bone issues and arthritis. They say for someone who is already overweight, this diet would only further increase blood sugar and insulin levels and could actually predispose you to diabetes. So, get that. I mean, this is what's so, I know, it's not the most fascinating story, but the big question is how is a diet low in carbs putting you at higher risk of diabetes? You're not eating the sugar. And that's kind of what diabetes is a lot about. You got the sugar in your system, and the job of the insulin is to get the sugar out of your blood system and into the cells so you can metabolize it. Why is that? So my guess is your body doesn't know how to handle excess fat. And excess fat messes up the system. Also, increased weight causes you to be more prone to diabetes. Your body wants symbiosis, hemostasis. It wants, A, what it's used to, but B, good things that it's used to. And very methodical. Think about it, okay? Remember we talked about crash diets? You guys going through starvation diets, and then you still gain all the weight back, and why is that? Because when you start to crash diet, your body, remember, he's thinking you're out in the middle of the wilderness. Your body is a he. I do. I call my body a he. I don't call it a she. It's a he. Yeah, because I have to yell at it all the time. I have to wake it up, because he's asleep all the time. Like, come on, man. You know, say I love you once in a while. He keeps telling me to call my mother. My body's a he. I you know how a ship is a she? My body's a he. All right, so he thinks I'm out in the wilderness. So here I am, crash dieting, not eating. He's going to be like, wait a second, hold the phone. Okay, we need to go into slow-mo mode right now because she needs to retain her energy stores. So let's go into low-power battery mode. Do you guys have that on your iPhone? When your iPhone goes into low battery, you can hit low battery mode. So that's exactly, but you don't get all your email and you don't get all your, yeah. That's what your body does. So now here you are crash dieting and your metabolism really, really slows. Okay, so then all of a sudden you finally eat something and whoop, you get the weight right back. Well, same thing with you eating differently. Okay, your body's been getting its vitamin D and its vegetables and its, you know, or you've been getting, you know, this amount of sugar and all of a sudden something's different. I'm like, wait a second here. She's eating a bunch of meat and cheese. I'm wondering if she's trapped out in the wilderness. Everybody hold the phone here. Something's wrong. Do you guys see what the moral is? Whenever you do something really abrupt, your body will sometimes go into shutdown mode. Now, some of you guys are shaking your head going, wait a second, Dahlia, every time I went on a diet, I lost 10 pounds right off the bat. It's true. We all will lose about 10 pounds. Okay, you lose a bunch of weight in the way beginning, then it all stops. It just does. Why does it stop? Because, again, your body wants to conserve more. Your body thinks it failed. They go, you know what? It's all right. Those casualties, we can, those 10 pounds, we can handle it. All right? It's just, you know, par for the course. Now we're going to make sure nothing else happens. So, you know, you're kind of messing things up. So my suggestion, if you do paleo, I mean, I'm still a big fan. I'm still a big fan of the paleo diet. My advice is eat the meat, eat the fish, eat the eggs or eat the, you know, and sprinkle it with vegetables and just get high fiber. All right. High fiber foods that aren't very sugary. There's a lot of things you can eat that don't have a lot of sugar and your body can, you know, get sugar from fruit. You're allowed to have some sugar. I guess they looked at mice. Dr. Andrikopoulos and his colleagues designed a simple experiment. They took two groups of overweight mice with pre-diabetes symptoms. What's a pre-diabetes symptom? They probably had to run to the bathroom a lot to pee. They were probably reaching for the Coca-Cola. They were probably, you know, getting a little hypoglycemic when they hadn't eaten. They were probably just salivating when they saw a piece of chocolate. You know, that kind of stuff. Okay? And they put one group on low carb, high fat, which is kind of like paleo, and the other group, normal diet. The paleo mice essentially increased their fats from 3% to 60%, while their carbs dipped to just 20%. And after just 8 weeks, the mice who ate caveman style gained weight, glucose worsened, insulin levels increased, and they gained 15% of their body weight. So if you had a 1 pound mouse, he's now 2.5 pounds. No, I'm sorry. No, sorry. 1 pound mouse, then he's probably 15% is then 0.15, so he's 1 pound, 0.15. Sorry. Hey, this is not a math show. This is not a mathematics show. You don't listen to the show for mathematics. All right, so the mice did bad. Come on. I tried. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888 888-
888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention citizens. This man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You can always email me at drdahlia.com. Call in to 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. This email is a good one. We have Garrett writing. Hey, this is so cute. My mother wanted me to write you and tell you I'm applying to medical school. Hey, little baby boy. He's going going to medical school. You love it. She told me to tell you that I want to be just like you, but I'd rather make money. Ha ha. Yeah. Pick a much more lucrative field than family medicine, okay? Joking aside, he says, I'd like some advice. I love it. I love having little boy. Oh, this is awesome. Okay, you know what? Mama Doc is here. Oh, I'm here for you, baby. I know you already have a mother, but right now, for the next few minutes, I'm your mama, okay? I am your mama right now. Oh, I love giving advice. Okay, first of all, don't do it. Yeah, don't go into medicine. No. I'm going to tell you right now to call me. I'm not going to give my cell number. Just email me and do this. Email me and give me your phone number so I can call you, because this is obviously something that I don't think the rest of my listeners are going to want to hear, in terms of, you know what I want you to do with your MCATs and things like that. But, just in a nutshell, any advice I have for you going to medical school, I mean, if I could have done it any differently, I haven't really given much thought to this. I would have, started birth control earlier. No, I think, I lost a lot of my youth. I say I didn't, you know, I say that all the time on this show, that I really don't feel like I lost my youth. I still had a lot of fun, had a lot of friends, did a lot of stuff, you know, skied, went to parties. But I gotta tell you, I wish I did more. I wish I traveled. I didn't have money to travel. I know this has nothing to do with medical school, but if I had any regrets, I also wish I would have recorded an album or recorded a song. I didn't realize how good my voice was back then. You know, now you guys have heard it. It's very squeaky and hoarse, and I had a lot more talent back then. And so I kind of wish I did that. So my advice to you, okay, before I, you know, start going through a midlife crisis on air, come up with a plan on, you know, they always say come up with your 5-year plan and your 10-year plan. Everybody thinks it's financial. What are things you want to do or want to accomplish? And it'll change, because later you're going to have kids, you're going to get married and all that other stuff. But, you know, if you always wanted to be in entertainment, if you always wanted to be a doctor, if you always wanted to travel to Italy, etc., don't tell yourself, oh, I'll do that later. I'll do that later. Don't do that, because you may not have a later. Now, I wanted to have a fling with Bruce Willis. And that, I probably would have had no control over that. So maybe something like that, I'm okay with that. I don't have regrets. But, a lot of us, we want to get our party days. A lot of us, when we kind of look back and we go, okay, you know what? I'm not going to be able to party later, so let me get my party on now. That's not something I would suggest. You are always going to have a chance to party. Okay? Hopefully cleanly, okay? But trust me, there are always going to be opportunities to party, especially when you're a doctor. I was just at a class. Dr. Tom Hunt was talking to a bunch of family physicians about how to teach and how to incorporate teaching in your busy practice, etc. And they were serving wine. Okay, we had fun. First of all, Tom was my teacher, so I was like making fun of him in the back of the class. It's great. He goes, guys, let me show you my schedule and how I would handle, teaching. And he shows his first patients at 9. Your first patients at 9? Oh, my gosh, what a slacker. My day's half over by 9 a.m. Come on, please. Anyway, I'm not saying that's an example of partying. What I'm saying is you're always going to have fun. Okay, you're going to be surrounded by friends. You're going to be, you know, I mean, what you think you're going to miss being stupid, stupid fun? I don't. Okay, I never, you know, I don't know, got stoned. I never got drunk to the point that I threw up all over my friends. And I don't regret that. Okay, so what I would suggest you do, and I, like I said, I'm going to write you more personally about, and specifically about medical school, but for any of you guys that are about to embark on a career or about to embark on a marriage or about to embark on a new job, something, and you're like, okay, am I going to have regrets? You need to sit down and look at what you want to do. Now, some people will say, well, you could always go to Europe later. I mean, I've never been to Europe. Okay, it's something I've always wanted to do. I've wanted to go to Italy. I've wanted to go to France. I've never had the money to. I've never had the time, been able to take the time off. And I know people are like, nah, it's a choice. You could do it. You could backpack through Europe on $5 a day. You could do it if you really wanted to. I mean, I suppose I could take the kids out of school and, you know, it seemed like too much work that I don't think I would enjoy it. One of these days, hopefully, I'll have a job where I actually get, you know, time off where I don't have to worry about what's happening with patients and somebody to cover the patients, and maybe I will get to do it, but, or win the lottery, I don't know. But, you know, if there's a place you wanted to travel to, you know, sometimes being a student, there's some good deals. Or there's some ways you could do it, or have somebody sponsor your trip. I've seen medical students go to Cambodia, go to foreign countries, not just for fun, but you know, to, you know, see if they could volunteer in clinics, things like that. There's ways to get trips, and so you know, while you're working or while you're studying. So come up with what you want to do. Come up with things that you want to do and what would you regret. Okay, if you were 50 years old today, all right, and you've only done what you've done, what would you regret? Well, you know, I would have regretted that I didn't have kids. I would have regretted that I didn't go to Italy. I would have regretted that I didn't do that. Okay, then fine. Okay, then let's put that in your plan. So I think that's important. First of all, in terms of medical school, good for you for wanting to go. A lot of people don't want to be doctors anymore. They, you know, look at what's happened with Obamacare. They see a lot of doctors burnt out. I would say talk to doctors, but be very careful with the doctors who say don't do it. Okay? Any doctor that tells you not to do it, it's a sign of burnout. Okay? Just because they had an awful time or they're having an awful time now, it doesn't mean that's going to happen to you. It's a different generation. Okay? You know, I was told the same thing. Doctors were like, oh, you know, give it 10 years and you're going to be hating it. And I'm like, no way. I love taking care of patients. I still do. I can't stand Obamacare. I can't stand the bureaucracy. I can't stand getting the tests or the medicines I want for my patients. But I still love seeing my patients. So one thing we have to teach any student or anybody in any career is how to dissect out the crap. Too many people hate their job, and it's not the job. They love marketing. They love sales. They love dealing with people. They hate their boss. They hate their coworkers. They hate the quotas. All right? So, you know, make sure you dissect that out. And if I was your mentor as you go through medical school, I would say every time you had a wow moment, like when you deliver your first baby, you know, one of my wow moments was delivering twin breech or doing CPR on a man that woke up. You know, when you have a wow moment, write that down because you're going to have bad days in every career. All right. I sometimes have bad days in radio. And then I go off air and I go, gosh, I really, really stink at this. And then I listen to an old clip and I'm like, this is exactly where I need to be. And that's what we all need to do. Now, quit shaking your head. Come on, people. You're mean. Okay, one of these days I'll play a show that was good. Gosh, you guys are vicious today. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.